What's up, everybody? It's your man, Danelle, a.k.a. Small Guy Promotions, a.k.a. Omaha Fatty, coming to you with another podcast episode of What's Up, Omaha.
Today, I've got a couple of great guests joining. Go way back with these gentlemen. Like, I'm talking junior high, like 1994, way back in the day. We've got Jake and Clark joining us, and they're like serial entrepreneurs. So, you know, they do so many things that I will allow them to go down the resume of what they're doing. What up, fellas?
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Yeah, we're talking like Quiz to Men singing back in the
you know? Man, good days.
But yeah, Clark goes in. For one, he's usually trying to always be in charge, give me headlocks and stuff like that.
Hasn't worked for most reason, but yeah.
We got two projects going right now for food that we're excited about. One is Pita Pit. A lot of people have probably around Omaha have heard of Pita Pit at this point. If not tried it a couple of times, we're on 120th and L. And it's great food. It's Mediterranean food, but it's also like kind of really Americanized. Yep. Our most popular pita is buffalo chicken.
The traditional. Yep, that's what I had the last time I was there.
And buffalo chicken salad. We get tons of people on that, both like for the New Year's resolution. And then also when summer comes, they want something lighter. So that happens quite often.
Yeah. Yep. And it's a good spot. It was existing here in town for about 5 years before we took it over. They were actually, some out of town ownership was exiting and they were just going to close down the spot. And we just kind of saw the opportunity and been running with it about 3 years now.
Yep.
And skip because I always got a place to eat. Now I have two choices to eat because now we have a new restaurant called All Good Food over on 132nd and Center.
Yes.
You know, you've been in there too. And like, it's, this is kind of more Clark's brainchild creation and what we're doing. Mm. Everything currently is curbside and takeout delivery. Everything's really fresh, you know, lots of good, fresh, healthy options, as healthy as keto. And as peanut butter and jelly grilled on the deliciousness.
Which my daughters love.
Yeah, she gave us a nice little shout out. That was awesome.
We also now have apple cinnamon jelly.
Nice.
So I know they like grape, but might be a good change up for them.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's good as well.
And like Jake said, we've got the idea is that we got micro menus. So hopefully everybody can find something that they can enjoy. To eat. So.
Nice. Well, and what made you guys decide to do the spinoff?
We're also living in a crazy world.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Can you hear me okay still?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, cool. I was going to say, so what had you guys start to do the spinoff from Pita Pit to All Good Food? What sparked that?
Kind of a combination of factors. We opened up in 2019 so we had two locations and one of the locations was on 132nd and Center. Right after we opened, they had all kinds of major road construction and basically kind of shut us down through the summer, which is obviously the super busy season for a lot of people going out and eating.
Yep.
So that kind of hit us pretty hard 2019. Just kind of were moving forward from that. And like I said before, we're kind of living in a crazy world. So
yeah. And that road construction was legit 2019 here. It took in a mile, not a mile, but a full directions, as everybody who drove through that knows it was crazy. And we're still having people, you know, driving through that and they had to like learn the up, down, left, right, ABAB cheat code. Get in the parking lot for a little bit there. I mean, like Fresh Times closed. I mean, it's sad. A lot of these businesses have closed up and down the way. Even the KFC's closed. So, I mean, it was rough. So we feel fortunate that we were able to transition, get out of the Pita Pit, because year three is a bad year for the grand opening, as Clark likes to say.
It was a 1-2 punch of kind of strangeness with 2020. Everybody knows what happened in 2020.
Yep.
And so, yeah, we took the opportunity, figured it was kind of an omen to open up into something that's a little bit more fun that gives us. We're excited for it.
So. Yeah. So that was the main idea for the challenge, the change. How do you survive, adapt or die? And like I said, it was all Clark's brainchild to get something that would work in the space, something that works in the new times that we're living in, and something we can expand on. So, it's exciting.
Yeah. Also, our menu is not at all fixed. So if anybody watching this has something that they really, really love, really, really want, we could make it for you one time, and maybe we'll turn a menu, make a menu out of it.
Nice.
Questions and kind of trying different stuff. We love it. So.
Nice. So, and I was going to ask about the menu. So how did you go about creating the items that you currently have on the menu?
I ate a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we definitely gained weight in that process.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. Yeah, so we kind of started going through and having some experience with what we were doing with Pita Pit, but Pita Pit, everything's like, hey, this is what you get. It's franchise, boom, boom, boom. So we had to go through and really start from scratch when we were doing this. We went through like four different versions of chicken and like a lot of different stuff to where, I mean, I think the chicken's awesome now, but kind of figuring out how we can best utilize, you know, food that we hear as Nebraskans want to eat and how we can, you know, have a lot of options that there's no real rejection. There's no veto. When you're eating with the family and everybody wants to have a little something, we can have. He created this mojito lime rice mix up.
Which is wonderful. Awesome. So that rice is good, man. It's so good.
Thank you. And that was kind of like, for the whole menu, that's kind of where we started. I started making that mojito lime rice and I was like, this is just so good. Then... you know, with that rice bowl, obviously, and burrito, kind of that's where we started to expand things. And just kind of we're talking about what's missing kind of in the Omaha area, some small things that people would think were fun and unique. We went with the toasted grilled cheese. The PB&Js that a lot of people really, really love because you don't get that out very much. It's more than just, you know, on the... you know, butter toast it.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh man, it's so good.
Yeah, and he's lying about that mojito lime rice. He literally made his like third batch, was so convinced, and he didn't want to think he was crazy. I met him in a Walmart parking lot because I happened to be on the other side of town. He's like, you got to try this rice. I'm like, how do we end up? We're meeting up in a Walmart parking lot to try rice.
Right.
Where's my life go? This is crazy.
Man, that's funny. But I'm telling you, however you decided to come up with it, man, like it works. I remember taking a bite of that and I sent you guys a message. I was like, yo, that rice is good, man. Do you guys get a lot of people commenting about like the menu items?
Yeah, so we get a lot of people commenting about the rice, the peanut butter and jellies. We get a lot of people in store that talk about the keto option, like they keep coming back. We haven't had a ton of people posting about it. If you want to do it, hey everybody. But just getting a whole bunch of meat in there, kind of keeping your carbs low. People is made for keto, so a lot of people will come in specifically and just be like, just need to get my diet done, and they love the meat that we have. So
And on the keto front, to add on that, we've had several people, some of our friends that eat keto have come in. We've said, you know, what do you even like? And kind of went through the process to figure out what net carbs are. All of our stuff has the net carbs listed on that. So for keto people, like I've tried keto several times. It's too much math for me.
Right.
Like the way we do that, we did the math. You click on green peppers, you know what you're getting. You click on the cheese, you know what you're getting. So it's a good guidepost for people that do want to do keto. And it's a ton of meat, which makes me happy.
Yeah. Another item that we've got that people go crazy for is our French fries. We had some French fries and Jake and I went out eating at another restaurant. So it is somewhere out there, but you know, come to us. The fries. And I was like, Jake, we need these fries. And he was like, yeah, we can find fries like that. I was like, no, we need these fries. Yeah. So we went out and got them. Our fries are phenomenal. We're actually going to do the Great Fry Exchange is, I think, what we're going to call it in like a week or something. It's basically anybody can go buy fries, like even like a small fry at McDonald's, mm-hmm. and bring it to us. We're going to film you throwing it away, and we're going to give you a full free basket of fries.
Nice. Sign me up.
So that's coming up.
Nice. That's cool. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, I was like, what can you do with fries that's a deal that isn't just like, hey, you know, here's a fry and a drink and whatever. How can we make it more interactive and fun?
Yeah.
And hopefully people enjoy that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's different, man. It's a different concept. People like stuff like that, man. One of the things I wanted to say was when you talked about the meat, Jake. You always kill me on the videos when you're like, it's a such and such, you'll say like chicken, whatever, or steak, and then you'll be like, add steak. And I'm like, oh, that just sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Add steak, you know, then you add the bacon, and then you add more chicken, and then you're this happy person.
Oh, yeah. And we've got a couple of guys who come in and get double meat plus the bacon and like, somebody's come in and like, can I get one more thing of meat on there? There's a guy and his son that come in all the time now, and they just like load up.
Yeah, protein. Nothing wrong with that, man. I like that. I like the way that sounds. Like, I always see those, you know, like 5 to 7 second videos that you make, man. I'm like, I'm gonna share this. Like.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, people come in and it's like anything else. Like when you go into a restaurant, you try something for the first time. And if you tried the rice bowl first, mm-hmm. then it's like we had just last night, there was a dude that came in. He's probably been in 10 times now, had the steak rice bowl. Cause what he had the first time, he's like, I'm getting that again. And I happened to be making my own dinner right before he came in. So I had some of our saucy nugs, the boneless wings. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, you ever going to try anything else on the menu or no? And so I gave him a couple of mine. And it's freezing cold out last night. And I swear, I'm going out to the truck to leave. And he rolls down his window to yell at me that those saucy nugs were bomb.
Nice.
I was like, that's awesome. Yeah, but it's cold. So the window went right back up. But it was funny.
Yeah, man, that's got to feel good, too, when you get people who, like, really appreciate, like, what you're doing. Like, I mean, I know chefs and, you know, cooks. When you get to see someone enjoy something that you have made, it's like the ultimate, like, humbling, like, just grateful experience.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome. And, you know, it's part of the reason why Clark came up with All Good Food is the name. I mean, everything here, it's good. You're expecting good. You pay a good price. Like, everything, there's nothing that you're going to walk away with and say, you know, I really be different. You're like, no, I know what I'm getting. I know it's a grilled cheese with steak on it and it's awesome and I hate it. And then you move on. So, I mean, it's a good concept. I'm proud of him. He's doing good.
Yeah. Part of my goal was that if somebody could like order something and come back and tell me I made two meals out of that, I'm happy with that. You know, like if they felt like they got more value than, you know, what they paid for coming in one time, I think that a lot of people really appreciate it. So,
Yeah.
So I try it.
Yeah. Definitely. I know a lot of times when I'm, you know, going to a place and maybe even if I don't write a review about it, like that is one of the things though, if I am writing a review, I'm like, hey man, I have food left over. Like it's nice. It's nice to have lunch the next day or something or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Man,
that's a mindset that can happen when you don't have skinny cooks.
Hey, man, we all enjoy food. And it's a great thing where we can all connect through it also. Like, food is one of those great, like, things that just brings people together, man, especially when it's good, like, good food. Yeah. So, and it's all good food, man. I mean, I love the name, and it's like, you can't forget it. It's not like you're like, hey, what's that one restaurant called? No, bro, it's like all good food. Oh, okay, yeah, I know that place. So I think it's really cool, man, what you guys are doing. And, you know, I've been supporting, you know, from day one since I found out that you guys were opening up Pita Pit. And I'm just really big into trying to support the people that I know, especially, you know, people who I go back in the day with, and like people who are doing things that are great and following some type of dream. I'm all about that. And if I can help in any way with that type of stuff, I just love being able to be a part of it. So it's cool to see you guys do it.
Yeah, we super appreciate it. Yeah. Appreciate all the shout outs that you had. And I don't know if I was, you know, following you well enough prior to that time, but once I started getting on there, man, I see you doing all kinds of reviews that are awesome. And like things like you did some kind of, maybe like 3 months ago or something. And I was like, oh, I had no idea anything about that.
Yeah.
And I went for it. It was good. So, you know, it's like you're going out and like, you're not just doing it willy-nilly. Like, you're finding good spots for good food and good people. And we appreciate that side of it too.
Yeah, man. And that's the thing, like you guys, like with the providing good food, like for me, the biggest compliment that I can receive is when someone says that they went out to try a place because they saw me post about it or they read a review. And then especially when they say something like, oh man, I didn't even know about that place. Like, thanks for letting me know about it. Like, it's so good. I've eaten there twice since I've read the review or just whatever. Like, that stuff is always, it just feels so good, man.
Yeah. Well, I told you before that I went to go buy cookies at Eileen's Cookies because I like cookies. And I'm in there and she's like, hey, I saw your new restaurant that she and I had already talked about on Small Guy. And I was like, yeah, I know that guy. I don't know. I can't know. And it was like, yeah, that's great. That's great. But yeah,
and I like, 2 days later, I had like, I think three of my three different friends that I just randomly saw. They were like, oh, I saw you on Omaha Fatty. I was like, what? It's like, awesome. So yeah.
Yeah, man. It's so great. Like, I know someone left a message on my page today on Facebook, and it was a place that I haven't gone to yet, but it's a barbecue truck called Tilly's. And I shared one of their posts, and some guy was like, man, how do you find these places? I said, man, I'm like a food magnet. I don't have to find them. They find me. Like, they gravitate towards me, and you know... It's really cool, especially when like we go through a troublesome year like 2020 and, you know, a lot of people are struggling and, you know, restaurant owners are really appreciating when people come out and, you know, spend a couple of bucks with them and, you know, just come through the door. So like to be able to help with that stuff, I mean, it's one thing in a normal year to be able to help people, but when people are maybe struggling and it makes the difference between, you know, getting some extra money in their pocket, like just having an impact with that is just something that I enjoy so much, man. And I, again, with friends like you guys, it's like, why not do something to try to help? That's why I started my businesses, man, to see how I could help like local small mom and pop shops, like reach more people. So that's always the goal.
Yeah. Well, and everybody watching this, I don't know if you've talked about this before, but when you were doing that daily gratitude deal that you were doing.
Yeah.
I mean, so cool, man. That was so cool. Like just going out and like the more gratitude we have, the better off the whole community is, you know, just going out there. But the action that you were doing with it. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, and I will say I had to start that for like, it was great to be able to have that for other people, but it was for myself as well because of the full-time job. Like, I recognized that my attitude had changed, so I needed something to, like, try to turn that around. So I said, you know what, man? And I did it twice last year. I did it in, I think, April and then like August. And I was just like, I got to do something so I can spend some time focusing on something positive and something that I'm thankful and grateful for. And I don't remember where I saw it. I don't know if it was in my centered leadership. Or yeah, that's where it was. Centered leadership. I found that through work, through my mentor. She sent it to me for me to read through. And one of the parts talks about gratitude being a natural energizer. So it's like, yeah, man, let me spend more time being thankful for waking up today, or, you know, being able to eat at all good food, or just wherever, man. Like, we focus so often on the negative stuff. It's easy to do because, you know, and it feels good sometimes, or you think it feels good, but it's not really productive. So being able to actually flip that and focus on a positive thing, like that was the whole goal. And my whole thing is, if I can inspire someone along the way, man, just, you know, just one person, as they say, that's all it takes.
Yeah, 100%. I like, because sometimes I get in that negative mood too, and it's like, it's cathartic, and I keep telling myself it's cathartic, right? And it's like, no, I'm starting to go down a bad path. So I, you know, you always got to check yourself. And I think that smart.
Yep.
Hate only probes the container that it's in.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And when we realize, like, it's the little things that matter, and it's the little things that can totally change your perspective on things, and it's just like one thing after another, and you just turn it into momentum, and like then you're good to go after that. Like.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And. You know, it's like you said earlier, it's been a challenging year for everybody. We've all had different versions of this giant, you know, we're all in the same community, all in there, and the waves are affecting everybody differently. So, you know, it's good to try and do what you can do for yourself to make sure you're good to help other people and make the adjustments and move forward.
Yep. That's all it is, isn't it? I say it's like a 12-step program, man. It's just one day at a time. That's all we can do. One day at a time.
Day one over and over again. Groundhog day stuff.
Yeah, groundhog day. Well, man, so what are you guys, what is the vision from here going forward for All Good Food?
Do you want
to? Well, for the location here specifically, we have some meal prep stuff that we're going to be running out of here. We have a really nice big kitchen. So meal prep, something that we want to do. Figure, you know, whether it's you want to do some keto meal prep, or if you just want to be able to pick up some clean food. Like if you go to the gym and you want to eat clean, or if you don't want to go to the gym and you definitely should eat clean, then, you know, we have stuff that you can get on a subscription and be able to actually come up. Say, hey, you know, I'm going to get my hot one today and take three to go, or whatever you want to do on whatever. And then the other thing too is it's a big, beautiful space here. You've been here, and we would like to do some sort of, you know, rental space, because it is a big dining area. But the dining, everybody's weird about dining here or not or whatever. So
like eventually, an executive chef kind of experience.
Yeah.
So come in, have some really nice meals. It's just you, everything's clean.
Yeah, just you and your family, and you don't have to worry about the other stuff. And if you're still, you know, if you're still very concerned about health and whatnot, you know, even if your table's wiped down and you're sitting there, the table 6 feet away, you know, that's the one that people are kind of worried about more than anything else right now. So then there's no table 6 feet away if you just get it for your whole family and you can kind of control that environment. So That's what we're thinking about for the space, but Clark has some ideas for All Good Food.
Yeah. And the sky stuff, right? Like, I'd love to be able to expand, and part of the idea in the expansion would be that we'd find maybe another smaller space that's by either downtown Creighton or maybe closer to UNO. A little bit depends on if people are going back to school too, huge question mark. To kind of get into some kind of space that's a smaller space that's like all pickup, delivery, carry out, something that can like be really through window thing happening. I think that people would like the variety of food that we have, keep up the quality of food as you go. And I think that that type of thing would be great for people who are out late, still looking for, you know, some kind of food, or just like, you know, cramming on a test. You know, I can think how many times that my options were like pizza.
Yep, or, that's the only thing. Pizza, McDonald's, or Taco Bell. Those are like the only three options.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, and if we can get into those types of spaces, we'd love to have the opportunity to expand, but this summer has been kind of our benchmark to figure out what's going on, what people really want. And we want to be as adjustable as possible. Like I said, you know, we've got five or six menus right now. Maybe they all survive. Maybe none of them survive and we end up with a whole new set of menus. We are excited to bring a good experience, an all good experience in food for people. So that's the goal now. Keep that rolling.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that peanut butter jelly and that chicken, those things are going to survive. That's
Hey, and are you guys doing something with like the energy drinks too?
Yeah, absolutely. So Raise is a newer kind of energy drink, and there's 10 flavors.
You just got an 11th flavor.
Yeah, I think I just got the 11th flavor, which is the South Beach flavor, and it tastes like pina colada, and it tastes like pina colada, and it's a couple other favorites. I think the Phantom was one of my favorites. But then now I have the South Beach. It's awesome.
Nice.
We also have Black Rifle Coffee. We've got a couple of drinks.
If I can interject,
yeah.
The Raise is one of those that's the zero sugars deal. And then we also, so I mean, it's keto friendly, which kind of goes along the line of that other stuff. And it tastes pretty good. And I don't get any jittery off of it at all.
If you like Bang, this is better.
Nice. Yeah, I've seen photos
of it, and it tastes awesome. And then we have another one. Mm. Oh, dude, they're good. You should come in. We'll hook you up. We have another couple keto options of stuff for the drinks, but the one Clark was just going to talk about is the Black Rifle Coffee, because it's awesome. And it's just in the can. You can also get Black Rifle Coffee directly from the website. This is not their like blackriflecoffee.com advertisement. It's just good. And that's what I drink at home, and it's nice. So having that's really cool too, that you can add to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we have healthier kind of options as we go through that, and option where you can buy it by the case, or if you want to buy it just in and of itself on your order, either way is cool. We also do delivery. You can order it on our website and buy a case of Raise and have it delivered if you want to, or a case of Raise with your food, stuff like that. So the idea is, you know, we can have multiple things. And when the Postmates dude shows up and he's like, "What's up? Let me take your stuff." You don't care what he's taking. So he'll bring you a case of good stuff and also your triple chicken keto bowl.
Yep.
Nice. That's cool. The last thing I think that I really have to ask, like, you know, is it just you two? Like, do you have other staff there at All Good Food, or are you just working crazy hours?
Well, hold on. Is it the real question? Is it just him? Because I'm just eating. Like, Clark's the boss, man. He's doing all the stuff. We do have, so I'm like a half of an employee, and we do have a couple of guys that are working up here that are doing a great job. Bowden and Colin, a little shout out to those guys, been doing great. And with Pita Pit, we've got some good, been consistent for a couple of years. Haley's been with us almost the entire time we've been there.
And shout out to Haley. Yeah. She's awesome. Shout out to Bowden. He's awesome. They've been with us for 2+ years.
Yeah.
And great.
great doing, employees. Doing great work. So, I mean, without the great help, we couldn't do what we do. So, I mean, it's awesome, but truly, like, this dude is the one who's putting the lion's share of everything, and I'm eating the lion's share of everything.
We're trying to work our way to more full staff, but just with what's going on, we're just kind of rolling with it. And we're going to staff up more starting, I think, in 2 weeks. We've got some the people that we already have are going to cover some more hours, and we're excited for that.
Cool.
Pushes towards, like, you know, that's a good indication of, you know, growth and stuff like that. So we're excited for that. And then it being the winter also with Pita Pit, this is Pita Pit's real low time. It's in the a mall kind of area. So shoppers are when, you know, we explode, right? So we had a phenomenal Christmas season, a really great Christmas season. And so now once, and then when school gets out, typically that's like another like huge just explosion. So we're staffed up and the guy, a couple of people that we have been awesome, totally awesome. So
cool, man. Well, that's wonderful, man. I'm just happy to see you guys out there grinding it. And it's, you know, it seems like whenever I stop out to like Pita Pit or something, like Jake just happens to pop up. Like, I don't tell him that I'm coming or anything, and like he just ends up being there or something. I'm like, dude, like, the last time I was on my way out, in. Time
in there.
That's funny. But so, man, I know at All Good Food, you know, as you guys said, you have the curbside carry out, whatnot. But aside from the website, you guys also have the QR code that people can use.
Yep. We thought that was, especially with, you know, everything that was happening.
No touchy.
You know, no touchy on things. And, you know, QR codes that do some things that usually was like on something that you're still kind of touching. We wanted to give people who needed the option to be as touch-free as possible, to be able to just pull out their phone. Got the huge QR code on the window, so you could basically pull up, stay in your car, hit the QR code, take you right to where you need to be, make the order, we could bring it out to you. So we wanted to give that, make that as convenient as an option as we could. And in a couple more places as I see it. And it might be like the like red car thing, right? You want a red car. So all of a sudden you see a bunch of red cars.
Yep.
So I have the QR code. And so now, like, when it's out and about, I'm like, oh, you know, other people are doing it too. I'm not crazy, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, and he's like, no, I want a QR code. Like, I want a 3-foot by 3-foot QR code in the front. I'm like, okay, well, you know, if it's going to be a big dog, it's going to be a big dog. So it's out there. And it's pretty neat because you can totally customize it. So we've actually had a few different times. We'll see them scan it, place the order. They watch us make it from the window from their warm vehicle. And then we bring it out to them. And they're like, they get the window about halfway down. Thanks. And, you know, you barely get the food through to get there. I felt like I was on a commercial one time. Somebody came in and they did that. And they did the order, they watched us make it, and so, you know, like, we have automation that says, hey, we've received your order, and we're working on your order, your order's complete, and then, so we go to take it out, and the guy's leaving. I'm like, where are you going? In the backup. And I walked up to the door, and he just goes, I just placed this food in the back like I was on a commercial. It was like
most touchless experience that we've had.
That's all right. That's all right. You want this? Hey, we're built for it. We're ready to go. It was pretty neat. Yeah.
My favorite story with QR codes is probably, we have a guy who, he told us later that he just moved into town. He's starting a business across the street in one of the kind of smaller spaces. And he went to the Buc-ee's to gas up and whatnot. And from Buc-ee's across the street, he was able to take out his phone, and like zoom in enough that he was able to use the QR code. And he ordered from us from Bucky's and then just kind of headed over, and he came in and he told us. I was like, I was shocked that you could do it from that far away.
It's nice. Nice. That's good stuff, man. It's cool that you guys are actually providing that as an extra option for people too, man. So it just shows that you guys care and are staying with the times and trying to be as convenient as possible, like you said. I don't have any more questions for you guys. Is there anything else that you guys want to tell us? We'll get to the part where you guys can shout out all of your Facebook and Instagram or whatever, but is there anything else that you guys want us to know?
So as far as like when you came in the first time to All Good, or no, maybe the second time here to All Good Food, and we were talking about the marketing and things that we're putting out there, because before we were operating within a franchise of stuff, even, you know, we're creating the content, like what the content's about and the content and all this other stuff. So we're just making a bunch of videos, and that conversation that we had with you about like how to do it, how to get out there and be consistent and just put stuff out there. And like, there's no like real wrong way to do the video, just make it happen, push it out there. Like that really, I know that calmed a lot of the
nervousness. I was probably stressing them out before that conversation. Yeah. Like every time that we did marketing, I was like, I don't know, man.
Man.
Then we had a conversation with you.
Post.
And, yeah.
Post. And you showed up and you're like, no, post more. Post.
Yeah,
so
man.
I'm like, all right.
You know, yeah. That's you know awesome. What, man? And you never know. You just never know. Like you could post something that you would not think that would gain any traction at all. And then it's just some weird thing where somebody sees it and they love it and they share it. And then other people share it. And you're like, dude, I can't believe like that of all the things that I spend time creating, I can't believe it's that is what caught fire. So that's why you just post everything, man.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that was awesome. That was just another shout out to you. I mean, just the coming in, I know that you're having those kinds of conversations with all the restaurants and everybody that you're going out there and talking to. And all I can say to the other people that are listening to this and have a restaurant or whatever other business, just listen to what D has to say, because he knows what he's talking about. Yeah. Like, and just in there and talking it out was amazing. And that's just another awesome thing that you do, man. So we appreciate that from a few months ago now that we had that conversation.
Yeah, man. I'm happy to help, man. That's just what it is, man. I'm always happy to help if I can, man. And sometimes you just need a sounding board. That's all it was. It was just you guys had been talking about it and just needed to have someone else hear it. So, yeah. All right. Where are you guys at out on the interwebs?
So, we'll just Google Pita Pit. We don't have any control over the website or any of that stuff.
We do have an app that you can use to help order. A lot of people like that.
Where you order directly online. And it's over on 120th and L. It looks at the Kirklands and the Mattress Firm. Either the guy or the gal know where both of those two things are over there on 120th and L. It's the Mattress Firm or Kirklands. So we're right in there. We got a lot of – we changed our table situation with COVID over there to where we have all booths. So everything's a little bit more separated. And so we're trying to accommodate for that. It's a bunch of fresh veggies, and that's good to go. All good food-wise.
We're at 132nd and Center, and our website stuff is eatallgoodfood.com, because you want to eat all good food, right?
Yes.
we've got you can find us on Facebook, Instagram for both Pita Pit and All Good Food. We're also it's for both. If you do check us out on for All Good Food on those, it's more of like a advertising thing. The only thing you can get is saucy nugs, but they're awesome, so try them out. I think that's all the hashtag eat all good food.
Yeah, there you go, man. There you go.
Good on, Mom. But yeah, and we're fairly active on both of those for Instagram and for Facebook. We do have a lot of catering that we do as well out of both locations. So we do a lot of individually packed pita pit lunch boxes that we do. We also have individual servings of like chicken rice bowls and chicken salads and stuff. I appreciate the fact that we've been doing a lot of those with the doctor's offices and other offices and people that are getting together. But we have one doctor that keeps ordering like 60 food. He'll order for 60 people, which is awesome. Pita pit, no big deal. I can carry that. But he gets like 40 rice bowls. That's so heavy, man. I'm like,
Oh man.
For that day.
Yeah. We, for both stores, we love catering. We will work with you.
Catering.
We can be as customizable as we need to be. Little plug for the catering.
Yeah, and I guess for the catering stuff, you can reach out directly to us at allgoodfoodforyou@gmail.com.
Cool.
For Pita Pit, we have pitaordering@gmail.com. So you can order directly through us and get stuff going. But yeah, we're happy to work with people. We're doing one tomorrow. For a company where they're doing like 200 pita lunch boxes and the employees are going to show up randomly throughout the day. And we're just going to keep crossing off the list until they all have gotten their food. So we'll have them sitting there. Another one we just spoke with, they're doing a thing where basically a gift, what essentially is a gift card to here, to order. So for $25, they order whatever they want. So, I mean, however you want to treat your employees in this weird times where people aren't all at the office, it's a good way to do it where they can come pick up. And
do nice. Like
that. For all the office people, super easy. We love to do that. That's I think going to be a new thing going into the future. Either everybody going to a spot to pick up for one day, coupon, or the gift card. That's like a really cool idea that we hadn't even been thinking about before the last weeks. And we think it's a great idea, so.
Yeah. And if I had any one last thing to just put out there, is that Deacon sing.
Yeah.
We used to have fun, man. That was fun. We had a good time.
We did back in the day, man. It's like a bike though, man, you know. You can kind of do it, but it's just, you know, sometimes you're kind of like, it's not like it used to be. Like, yeah, man.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, I will. You know what? Those memories, man, I will never forget those things. Like, chorus. Yeah, little, man.
Little off to the side little room where we'd always go practice.
Yep. Shoot, we did the trio, the, you know, like you talked about at the beginning with Boys to Men, Mariah Carey song. Yep.
It was awesome. And when we did the Boys to Men dudes, you did all the rest of them. So, I mean, like, that was like, you were multifaceted doing all that.
Oh, man. I should have kept practicing, man, because I hit that note like, nowadays. I'm like, where did that come from? Oh, my God.
That's awesome, man.
Man, it's always good to catch up with you guys, man. Like, I'm glad to have the opportunity. And I'm glad to see you guys out there grinding and just making things happen, man. It's a wonderful sight to see. So thank you guys for being on. And I'll make sure to put all that stuff in the details section of the podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can like and subscribe. Always, you know, help us grow and share. And then if you're just listening, you can still, you know, like it and subscribe there as well. We're on the major platforms. We just appreciate you guys tuning in, whether you're doing it on the YouTube side or on the audio side. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And as we end every episode, smile, help someone else smile. Laugh and help someone else laugh all day, every day. Yeah. Pita Pit, all good food. Thank y'all.